Okay, so let's just get orientated here. We're in Bonim Atem, in the relationship that we have with the Kosh Baruch Hu as Bonim. We said there are many other relationships, obviously, which have to be tempered against. This has to be tempered against other relations we have. But the two we're focusing on right now is Bonim and Ishur. So right now we're zoning in on Bonim. And we were about to tell a story in order to clarify something which is very, very subtle. We're dealing with a very subtle subject here. It's something that Mamash needs to break the ears a little bit here. We're discussing the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the keys to the purpose of creation, right? That we're able to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ability to fulfill the purpose of creation. That's really the responsibility we have as Bonim. That's where we got up to yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. B'mata, on the third paragraph on Samach Hay in the paragraph starting Kol Boch Yoruch Moshe Ledein is Tati Sabriya. V'tal la'ankush es advarim malal shriyanim adini ma'od. In order to make real, to clarify this subject, which is very, very subtle, as a pei uv de manyeres, I'll tell you a very fascinating ma'isa. Story time. בזמן השתתפתי באחד הסמינרים שנערכו לבעלי תשובה. He did many seminars. Seminar I used to do for בעלי תשובה. Today I don't do them for בעלי תשובה anymore. Today I don't do them for חרדים. So they also have to do חרדים בתשובה at some stage. בליל שבת, לאחר מספר הצויס, המשכתי בבן צעיר שבצירוי סוף הייסה לו שייכס ליהדות. After the sharing on Friday night, so what normally happens at these seminars is people come and they talk. So you sit around, you schmooze through the night, talk, if you want to. So he was talking to a youngster that during his youth had a connection to Yiddishkeit. Ulam munatash vazer as a call. He went off the derech, as they say. Yeah? This is one of the most fascinating stories. This story can change your life. I'm telling you, concentrate well. This story can change your whole appreciation of Torah and mitzvahs. Like a whole new perspective on reality, getting this story clear. In addition, he had terrible suffering in his life. He got to the
rock bottom.
Yeah, he hit rock bottom, which is a good place to get to, because then there's only one way, and that's up. It's one of the hardest things for somebody to do when you're working with other people, you're waiting for them to get to rock bottom. Because very often that's the only place when they're going to turn around. So you have to sit and hold quietly, wait patiently until they actually hit rock bottom. And then you can you have to make sure you're there.
You can
precipitate it sometimes. You can precipitate a rock bottom. It's very hard to get somebody who doesn't want to change until they get the clap that wakes them up.
Oh, like that. Okay.
You know, sometimes you can precipitate it, but you have to be very careful when you do that because you can lose the person. That's another discussion. We'll share on that sometime. Maybe interested. Yishavu v'seichachochnu al inyone emuna b'mitzvahs. We're sitting and talking about emuna, mitzvahs, etc. Lepeitu b'em se sichoseinu hu mevakesh et slichosi ki hu reitze letze et achutz lekamer agayim. He excused himself because he wanted to go outside for a few moments. Shalte es en leichenu heilach b'sha kol mucheres b'leile. Where are you going in the middle of the night? V'eishiv li ki ein lo et ha'oiz v'achutz v'la'ashen b'fonai v'la'al Shabbos. He says, I'm in the chutz smoke in front of you in Tzfari Nath. Achuchai v'la'ashen, I have to smoke. I have to have a cigarette. What's the problem? V'lochein hu roi tzer tzeit la'ashen kamer goy. He wanted to go out for a cigarette. What do you do in this situation? Very hard on this one. He said, what's going on? We're sitting at a seminar. This is the kid who used to be frum. And he wants to go outside and have a cigarette. Once asked Yaakov Weinberg, they were doing a kiruv in Russia. So the guy comes to your Friday night Shabbos table and he has a cigarette. What do you do? Yeah?
Well,
you're doing a kiruv weekend or whatever, so I'll light up a cigarette at the Shabbos table. What's happened in our house? The guy went and lit his cigarette on the candles. I thought my grandfather was going to flame out the house. My grandfather went mad. We have to have soldiers used to come to us Friday night. In the army, in the old days, used to be in the army, so Friday night they used to come to us off for Friday night, they used to come to this meal. So one guy went up and lit his cigarette on the candle. I thought my grandfather was going to kill him. I thought he was going to destroy him. It was like that was too much. It was one of the biggest lessons I ever heard. Because if you think about it, what difference does it make? Why not? What's wrong with it? Think about it from a secular Jew's perspective.
Right, exactly.
What's wrong with lighting your candles on the silver fire? The fact that he got so angry indicated to me there was something going on here that needed to be checked out. Because it doesn't make any sense of the logic. Why would you get so angry? Yeah. Respect? For what? For a candle? Come on, there must be something lurking in this candle to get you so riled up, okay? Anyway, it was a fascinating incident. So Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg answered, he said, there's some things in this world you don't have to see, and even things you see, you shouldn't see. That's what he answered the key rabbis out there in Russia. But that's because in Russia, so he told them not to smoke for the night. He might not even have a grid. In other places, I don't know whether you would do that. But be that as it may.
In the Russian case, he probably honestly doesn't
know. He doesn't know. That's what I'm saying. In Russia, the guy probably doesn't know what you're talking about. He probably hasn't had a brick. He knows nothing. He's a goy gomel. So the guy's a serious. So you're going to tell me we don't smoke on Shabbos? You're talking nonsense. It's probably the first time the guy's ever been at a Shabbos table. In other places, maybe he would have said something different. But he said, in Russia, why do you even see the cigarette? And even if you did, why do you see it? It's good advice for a lot of things there. So I'm telling you now, very often in my home, I don't see things, and even some of the things I see, I don't see. Sometimes it's good not to see. Because if you see it, you have to deal with it, and sometimes you can never deal with it. It's better just ignore it. That's a shikul. Okay. Anyway, lo yidati ma lasot. Yischaftafti mod. I don't know what to do. I'm mamash confused. Mektarechad, ima ilo she'osu vuyane shalkan, oichel abed esol gamri. If you tell the guy, what are you talking about? You're going to smoke on Shabbos? It's awesome. Ima mashi chayv misa. You could lose the guy. You got talk to somebody who's opening up to you. You don't want to lose him. Shahu yadayis tadvori malalu. Ulormot zoif haim einu mashpil alof. He knows Shabbos. He kept Shabbos. He was a frum kid. It doesn't make any difference. Mitzat shani ech ochel ishtot lanoicha chilul ha-Shabbos v'tzah ha-shchina ha-otsum ha-noitze ki yudi ma-ashen b'Shabbos. On the other hand, there's an enormous tzah ha-shchina and the guy's going to be mechal Shabbos. How'd you keep quiet? I mean, you have the two tzadim. Not for us, you have to tell him, because we don't have the second side. The first side, I understand. Don't say anything, because you don't want to lose this kid. Yeah? The second side is shchina, etc., etc. You've got to be holding where that care. You care enough about the shchina to be worried about it. Anyway, that's what he felt. V'nei kosh bochu yes aina. Paniti lebuchu v'shalti oisei. This is my edika. Kosh bochu opened my eyes and gave me what to say. So I said to the bochu like this. Naniach lerega, just give me 1 second, kviyochu. She kosh bochu migale lech v'kardish mimcho. What would you do if a Kosh Bochu came to you and said, please can you do me a favor? V'teli v'bakasha cigaria. Am I to not tell no? Kosh Bochu comes and says, please can I have a cigarette? They're all out in heaven. You know, there's been a lot of bad press about cigarettes, so the cigarette companies are closed down. I'm all out of cigarettes. Please can I have a cigarette? Yeah? Would you give it to him? Can, of course. Well, what's the problem? Himshachti l'shol, afilu me yisuzuk cigaria achrena shulcha? What would you do if this was your last cigarette? Would you still give it to Hashem? If I knew a Kodesh Baruch who needed the cigarette, and I'd be very honored that I could give my last cigarette to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I said to him, by you not smoking now, you're giving Hashem a lot more than one cigarette. You're prepared to give him that? But you're not having a cigarette now, you're giving Hashem a lot more than one cigarette. Are you prepared to give him that? Who heshivle? Im ze nachon, v'tar etzini ani muchan. If what you're saying is true, and you're serious, that my not having a cigarette gives Hashem something, fine. Ma'atiko ne muchan, lehashbo lo sheze nachon. I'm prepared to make an oath, says Rav Taube, that it's true. Kach etchilu shmiras haShabbos harishon eshenu, and that's how his first shmiras Shabbos on the return journey started. B'kol pav shu einu ma'ashen hu noisen kviyochol segari laKodesh Baruch Hu. We have to see what this means. Every time he doesn't smoke, he's giving, so to speak, a cigarette to Hashem. Oyse b'chu is alav meshech Hashem b'vuch Hashem kiyom hu atzmoi machzi Yehudim b'tshuva. He grew and developed, and today he is now helping other people come back to Yiddishkeit. Gam ba'olamenu shelanu. Let's transplant this into our world. Lu hayinu chayim mitoich imunah pshuta v'tmima v'divrei chazal. If we lived with a simple understanding, a whole simple understanding in the words of Chazal, hayakal lanu hava yeis l'am v'mul misoynas ipitei yaitzah, we'd be able to withstand the seductions of the yaitzah much easier. Imani ma'amin v'imunah shleima ki anu noisim l'korosh bochus kiyum atoiv v'amitzah shelanu. If we genuinely believed with an imunah shleima that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the kiyum HaTorah and the mitzvahs that we do, And he can't get this anywhere else. The only person that can give a Kodesh Baruch Hu this mitzvah and this limud HaTorah and this not doing the Seveir is me. He needs us. If we lived to this, we'd completely different. If we could even have this understanding, a true feeling and sense that we cause Hashem pain when we don't do it, what's the pain? Because he can't fulfill the purpose of creation. Hashem's greatest pain is not being able to give. The Yiddish Bobo who wants you to eat the filter fish and you say no, you're not going to eat it. Could you upset her more? Grandson doesn't want to eat Bobo's gefilte fish. You know how much pain you cause her? You're just stopping her from giving, that's all. Yep. Same as Hashem. You prevent Hashem from giving, that's causing him pain, kviyachol. You look at your relationship Hashem very differently. Every interaction with the mitzvah now becomes a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every decision, am I going to have the cigarettes on Shabbat? Am I going to do the Seveira? Am I going to learn? Am I going to... It's all about, hold on a second, what is Hashem? There's an Hashem here. It's not just, oh God, I've got to go daven now. Hashem wants me to daven, because if I daven, he's then able to give me what he wants to give me. I'm allowing him to fulfill the purpose of creation. And if I don't, I'm preventing him from fulfilling the purpose of creation. So I'm giving Hashem this mitzvah, so to speak. It's a whole different look on life. The world looks very, very different. You know, when I read this the very first time, we'd learning the Sefer, and I remember once it was a Shabbos morning, my son hadn't come to davening. Soon after the mitzvah hadn't come, and I was like, oh, I should sit, like, you know, it's already Baruch Hu's gone and he's not come to davening. And I was like, I'm upset. I don't know why I got like. And I suddenly realized, you know what, when I don't come to davening sometimes, this is how Hashem must feel. He's my father, he loves me. Yeah? He wants to give, he wants the nachas of me being a davening so that he can give. If I don't do a mitzvah, how much? I suddenly had a sense of what that must feel like. Changed my whole perspective. The whole different. A daven, I didn't daven. Yeah, I was a good boy or a bad boy. Schar oinish. Yeah, that's a very basic level. There's another level here, relationship. There's me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And every interaction with the mitzvah is a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an opportunity to be a partner in my celebrations. It's a whole different perspective on reality. You've got to work this out for yourself. You've got to find your own connections to this.
Wait till I have kids.
No, you don't have to wait till you have kids. Don't wait till you have kids. Mr. Shem, soon you'll have, but don't wait till you have kids. You can work it out now. You can see it for yourself. Rashi Bepirsho Rashir Ashirim, Per Dalad, Pasuk Hei, Mazdi Shemitzah Zatrecha Kamoicha, Kolelet is Kol HaMitzvah. The mitzvah HaTarecha Kamoicha includes all the mitzvahs. That's what Kal Gadol B'Torah. Can you do it? The Chalukah of the mitzvahs is Shei Chalokim. There's two parts to the mitzvahs. There's Benam L'Mokum, the mitzvahs, Benam L'Chaveri. Besides Dibros, Hayi Shnei Luchos, Chamesh Adim Roshenim Beluach, Harishon Oiskim Binyana Benam L'Mokum. The first five mitzvahs on the first of the Luchos is Benam L'Mokum. Lulu Chamesh Adveri, Sahar Chaynes, Oiskis, Binyan Benam L'Chaveri. And the second five are matters of Benam L'Chaveri. Everybody knows this, right? Shnei Luchos Nimsholim B'Shir Ashirim L'Tu'umit Tzivir. These are an analogy for identical twins, yeah? Siamese twins. Tu'umimayim v'yachdav yaldu kruchim min ha-shamayim. They are joined at wherever they joined, and they came down from Shamayim, joined together. Etzel ha-goyim ein kesher ben shnei tchumim eilu. In the Goyish world, there's no connection between these two aspects. An yechil eschos kol regesh dati v'ruchoni. You can have a person who has no connection to religion or ruchness at all. And right, so yoichel yoyz bal chesed godol. He can be a very big bal chesed. But you can't gam mitzvahs hafuchi. You can have opposite goy mishtad loyeg al pi datoy vashkafosay. A very religious goy, you know. Vili chosel ben adam hu yachas mezalzo hu gam olal lignoy velashrek chaloshim. He can be a very cruel person who's involved in gnaiv and all sorts of stuff, but he's a real religious guy. And these are well-known concepts, yeah? So the Seina Kedusha Doreshes Meyudi Yachas Zu LeMitzvah SheBenam LeChaver Kefi Shum Yachas LeMitzvah Benam LeMakom. The Jew needs both. The way you relate to Benam LeMakom, Benam LeChaver, it's all the same. Pinkus used to say there's no ben onam l'mokim without a ben onam l'chavein, there's no ben achulay without a ben mokim. Why? Because he's your best friend. V'chein efech, re'echa zu ha-kodesh baruch hu. Rashi Yom Shabbat says, when it says, after re'echa k'moicha, who's the re'echa? That's the kodesh baruch hu. L'fikach, the roitzcha b'kium ha-mitzvah sh'ben onam l'mokim, the caution that we have when it comes to ha-mitzvah, ben onam l'mokim, tzrich ilayis ba'yis ragishas, v'ichot, v'ichpatiyos, sh'atim et yachas l'mitzvah sh'ben onam l'chavein.
Okay,
the same caring and relationship and his yatschus to the mitzvahs we have that are non-chavayrim. You have to relate the same way as you relate. You see, by CUD, same way you relate to your lulav and your esrog and your mitzvahs that are not in your tefillin. You have to relate to your next door neighbor. Ha'adam mitivay mityachus bekovet bekedushim roimus v'inyan l'shemayim. When it comes to inyan l'shemayim, so there one feels roimus. You feel a spirituality. You feel something. There we have we don't have the same we have human feelings. We don't feel roimus and ruchnius when you're helping somebody across the road. You know, you help somebody carry their bags, and we don't feel hidden in ruchan and mezuman. You know, the yichud shen. Yeah, you put feeling. Wow, roimus. You know, now being ruchnius. Yeah. When you do, you give somebody stock or whatever, you might feel good about it. You might feel nice, but you don't feel elevated from it. Ruchnius. Ula, to the same kedoshim alamedes apanos shnei luchos yoyim ki mahein miyosod echad. These two aspects of Torah, the two sides of the luchos, are drawing from the same foundation. Vahavtel recha, recha hu hakadosh baruch hu, recha hu gam chavercha. Re'echo is Hashem, and it's also your fellow man. It's the same relationship, so to speak. Why? Because Hashem also cares about Re'echo. Umikan k'shem sheha retir milo tirzach tvur benafshay v'kol anam bo'ilo magish she'tzichu hu maise noira. We have this naturally embedded in us that you don't kill. People feel that tzich is something that's an awesome thing. Somebody, God forbid, you kill somebody by mistake. Yeah. You ruined the guy's life, it'd be ruined. You're driving along 20 kilometers an hour, God forbid, someone's driving along and he doesn't see, and a kid runs out and he's wheeled to the car. He wouldn't live the rest of his life. He can't live with himself. He did nothing wrong. But here comes Boch, who said, why my car? Even when he didn't do anything wrong. I could never forgive myself. I did that to a cat once and I still can't forgive myself. When a person, for example, what's the problem? Hashem's not there broken by my little Chil Shabbos, and Hashem's quick to forgive, and I'm finished. And, next Shabbos, he can't even remember that he switched on a light by mistake last week. Yeah? We don't see the same, you know, we don't see that there's any connection one to the other. 1 minute. That's not the way it's supposed to be, the way we relate to things. The same bother and concern the person has, God forbid you kill somebody by mistake, should be the same bother we have when the person's over a Ben Adam Lamakim. The same way that a person you embarrass somebody in public, you feel terrible, you feel horrible after. You know, what did I do? I embarrass somebody in public, that's horrible. Yeah? The same too we should feel when a person is pogo b'tiloch and the banam l'mokam. In Achinam, it's easy to do tshuva. We're not talking on the tshuva level, but it's easy to do tshuva in the banam l'mokam. But you've got to mafayes the friend, yeah, you have to mafayes the kosh bochu, but that's much easier because he's roi slichus, he's infant. But why? Because the kosh bochu is at the end of the day your friend, and he needs this mitzvah. He needs what you're doing in order for his wishes, so to speak. And that's a whole different thing. It needs a lot of time and meditation and insight in order to make this real. But if you stop making this just a little bit real, you just pinprick this one. Pitchelu pesa kachudu shamachat. Shem says, open for me just a pinprick. If you open a pinprick in here, you cannot imagine how to change your life. No, but the same sensitivity. So I've got a that you have to your fellow man. It works both ways. We do machabed and have roimus for the menomlokums much more than we do for menomlokums. But when we pogay in a chaveiro, we feel much worse than we do when we pogay in a menomlokum. Learn the lesson. No, I don't think that if you made a little 3 weeks, you can't get out of bed and you're in depression and ask you why because you moved the muktzah bone on Shabbos. No, that's not healthy because first of all, not real. The Vilna Gaon was real for him. So he once moved the bone and he realized that he fainted on the spot. And they revived him and he fainted 3 times until his wife took the bone and ate it. She said that it wasn't muktzah to start with. There was still some meat on the bone and she ate the bone and he was like, okay. If I would do that, it would be ludicrous. That's not odd, is it? That last particular